What do you want to be in 10 years? You know, I have very mixed feelings about that question. Because, you know, I don't know how people live like this. like, knowing exactly what they're gonna be and be doing in a certain amount of time. Like, because I think what's fun about life is the uncertainty of things and, you know, the surprise of what life will give you. But at the same time, you know, I'm 18 years old. I kind of understand now that one has to think about it, you know, like you have to set goals for yourself and work for to achieve it, you know. But at the same time, I feel like life wouldn't be fun if you know what you're doing here and there and at this time or that time. And, you know, like, I don't know what I'm doing in life. I just got into college. You know, until now, I was going down a path that was made for me. You know, ever since you're a baby, you have a path that is built for you by, you know, the government, society. Once you get like 3 or 5, I don't remember exactly, you go into kindergarten and then preschool, blah, 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 up until high school. And then when you finish high school, that's up to you. That's the end of that path. That's the end of that slice of your life that was built for you. And now it's your turn to make your own. And that's pretty scary because the world is so big. And I don't really know what to do. Like, I can do so much that I don't know what to do. So that's when dreams become important. Because dreams will tell you out of everything in this world that you can do, what is it that you're most interested in? Even if you're as lost as I am. But, you know, this is not what I wanted to make this podcast about. Like, I never made a podcast, really. Last time I did one about, it was just a joke, really. But now I just wanted to put my thoughts into word in some place, you know. And why not have other people listen to it? I don't know. But yeah. I wanted to talk about that one question, what do you want to be in 10 years? So yeah, it is important to make goals for yourself, but I don't see how life is fun if you have it like written down. Like, I don't understand how people can live like that. Like, I don't know what I want to be, where I want to be in 10 years. All I know for sure is that I want to be financially stable. Because I want to be financially stable and I want help. That's all I really need. Because if you have health, you can have everything else. You can work and do your best at work. You can achieve every other goal you set for yourself if you have health. So yeah, next I would want to be financially stable. If I'm financially stable, you know, I don't know if I want a house by the time I'm 28. I don't know if I want to be living alone. I don't know if I want to share. I don't know if I want kids or whatever, you know. But if I'm financially stable, even though I don't know yet, at least I know I can have it. I can have whatever because to have kids, you need money. To have a house, you need money. To live in an apartment, you need money. So if you're financially stable, you can have everything. So I don't need to choose it right now. All I want is to be financially stable. But everything else, I don't even know. You know? I'm 18. And, you know, people are starting, believe it or not, like, people are already starting to talk about, like, kids and stuff, and I'm just like, what? Why do you want kids so early? Like, people who are, like, 22 getting engaged and stuff, and then, oh my god, blah, 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 kids, da, da, da. And I'm just like, bruh, you're 22. Like, sure, if you want kids, go ahead, but this is my opinion on this. Like, why would you want kids right now? Because, like, me, I don't want kids in my 20s. Like, I don't even know if I want kids at all, but I certainly do not want kids in my 20s. Because, you know, bro, kids take so much of you. Like, they take all your time, take so much money, and you know, you basically, it's like another life you're taking care of. So, yeah. So it's like, you know, when you're like older, when you're like 40, you're not gonna be able to do the things you can do now that you're like 20, you know. So why do you want to do the stuff that you're supposed to do at 40 now that you're 20, you know? Like, you have to, you're young, so take your time, like, enjoy your youth, you know what I mean? Like, enjoy, like, of course life is hard and everyone is going through their own stuff, but it's only gonna get harder. So while we're at the beginning of it, why not enjoy the free time that we have, you know? People ask me, oh yeah, why don't you have a boyfriend? Why this? Why that? Blah, blah, blah. You know, I never had a boyfriend. I just had a fling or whatever. But the thing is, you know, I don't have a lot of experience to be talking like this, but this is what I think. Because the thing is, the only guys who came after me were, like, just, you know, either fuckboys or dumbasses, you know, like, and I'm just like, why would I waste my time with these guys, you know? Because, like, you know, I don't have experience, but I don't think love is something you should mess with. I know that there's so much I need to say about this, but, like, I'm already at 8 minutes. It's, like, it's crazy. This is gonna be so long, but where can I start? Because love is a very powerful emotion. And, like, you know, once you fall in love with someone, you give them so much power over you. And, like, why, as I said, only fuckboys or dumbasses came after me. Why would I give these people so much power over me when I know that they're not gonna be responsible with it, you know? Like, I know that they won't mind breaking my heart, and, you know. And so, like, yeah, I mean, until the right guy comes along, like, someone that I trust, I'm not gonna date anyone. And I don't really mind it because, you know, hold on. As I was saying, you know, like, fuck these fuckboys and dumbasses, they wouldn't give a shit whether I'm hurting or not. So, yeah, like, But you know, I know that life, you know, hold on. Like, this is my first podcast. I really don't know how to, I have so much on my mind. I don't know how to put it into words because I keep having ideas. So I said, you know, obviously, if you're dating me, doesn't matter whether you're a good guy or a bad guy. If you break up with me because I love you, my heart will be broken either way. You cannot escape that heartbreak. If you break up, that's bound to happen. So, if you're gonna break up with me, I just want you to be worth the heartbreak. Like, I don't wanna, like, break up. I don't wanna have someone break up with me and, like, regret everything and be like, oh, man, I'm hurting because of this bitch or whatever. Like, I saw this coming. I knew he wasn't worth it and whatnot, you know. I want to be like, you know, I love you and all. I still do. I had a great time with you, great experience. I learned a lot from you. But I think that now it was about time that we, like, part our ways. I guess that would be hurt. That would be worth the heartbreak. You know. I think that's how you stay optimistic. Because for me, optimism is not just like being overly positive all the fucking time and not being sad not once, because that's human. Being sad is a part of being human. You cannot avoid it. You know? Like, life is full of ups and downs, you know? But, like, and I'm gonna go through positive and negative experiences. And if you wanna stay optimistic, then you want to have the best version of the negative experience. The best version of it. Obviously, if it's negative, it's not good, but there's always a better way to go through something, you know? The way that you hurt less and the way that you get the most knowledge out of it, and like you learn the most from it. So yeah, I'm not wasting time with dumb guys. And I know that, you know, I see so many people that like have had boyfriends and girlfriends and like they have broken up with them, and they're so lonely because they don't have a boyfriend and girlfriend anymore. And you know, I know that love is addicting. And like, see me, I never had a boyfriend, so that's why I don't crave love like them. That's why I'm not lonely. That's why I can't wait for someone good to appear, because I'm not lonely. I'm not lonely like them. I know love is addicting, and I think that's why people have like lower standards after they have their first boyfriends and girlfriends and lovers, you know? Because it's addicting, and then you crave it after. So you just, and love, you can find it in anywhere, you know? You can be less lonely by having a, I don't know, one night stand. You can feel less lonely. You can find a little bit of that love you crave, a little taste from that girl you kissed at that club the other day. You can get a little bit of taste of it, and that's all you need because you're craving it so hard. And you know, why would I trade my present state of mind of someone who never had a boyfriend who's not lonely for that, you know? Since I told you only dumb guys came my way. Why would I go through all of that? Why would I crave love? Why would I be willing to hurt because of these dumb dudes, you know? Like, you can say that I have high standards, you know, I think I do too. But I guess I love myself way too much to give myself up to these guys. So yeah, and it's easier now because I'm not addicted to having someone by my side. I'm not craving it, so I have better judgment. I feel like, you know, like I don't fall easily for someone's bullshit because I don't crave it, you know. Like, if someone is trying to, like, get me into bed or whatever by acting as if they wanted me or whatever, I'm not craving their love or their, you know, sex. But, so that makes it easier for me to be like, no, you know, I don't want this. But someone who's craving being loved and wanted, is gonna be harder for them. So if I'm going to have a boyfriend ever, I would just want him to be worth it, and I want to trust him. I guess trust is the biggest thing for me. I have to trust you, and trust that if you ever break up with me, I'm not going to regret the time I spent with you, and trust that you're not going to take me for granted. Because I sure as hell am not going to. I have high standards, and I'm gonna treat my significant other the way I want them to treat me. Oh well, the clothes is done. I'm bye. I'ma go now. Cool podcast. Yeah. Okay. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.